Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's right. On a Friday night, on a Friday edition, it is the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, the King of King himself. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, on a Friday night, because he cannot get a date also, the one, the only.
It is yours truly, Sean Black in the building once again. How's everybody doing on this rainy and starting to get chilly Friday night here in the East Coast?
All right. And I also have somebody else on the line, but we'll go to her in a few minutes. I'd like to explain this is a last-minute decision. There's a lot going on in the world today. And I know on Monday night we have other topics to discuss if we get to the show Monday night on 10:30 right here on Blog Talk Radio. But once again, Sean Black's boy, Trump, do what he does best and quote-unquote open his mouth and say the wrong thing or the right thing that triggers everybody's nerves, a lot of people's nerves. So, once again, Sean Black put me in a shithole situation, told me what to do the show tonight on a Friday night, and I agree.
That's more your producer than me.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. And guess what? My producer is working right now somewhere else, and I'm doing the show now. Go figure. But, Sean Black, a lot of people are pissed off right now. Do you want to continue pissing people off?
What the hell? We might as well.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Give me 1 second. Okay. What did Donald Trump say last night that triggered a lot of people nationwide, right now? And excuse me, I also have Tisha that's on the line right now. Hello, Tisha.
Hi, everyone. Glad to be back with you guys. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
All right, Sean Black. What did Donald Trump say this time? You know what? I'm going to do a segment called What Did Donald Trump Say This Time of the Week?
or how far did he stick his foot in his mouth this time, right?
Exactly.
Oh, boy. If you have been living under a rock, we all know what Donald Trump has basically said during a meeting with both Democrats and Republicans as they were trying to hammer out this immigration DACA reform as they were trying to get through. And the president, of course, and being referring to other countries that are having some of their citizens come in or some of their people from those countries, which are in certain African countries, El Salvador, and the like. And referring to, and anybody that has ever listened to this show knows, I do not curse on the air. But I'm going to basically bring up a quote that Donald Trump stated for reference. So those that know that they're hearing it, it'll be the first. Record it, because this will be the only time you hear me say it. But it was reported and pretty much confirmed that Donald Trump stated that he wanted to know why people coming from Haiti and all of these other countries, why are we letting in people from these quote-unquote shithole countries? That is the only time you will hear me say that comment on the air.
Okay. Let's get to the point, please. You know, you're wasting my time here. I got 30 minutes left.
Okay. The disparaging comments made by the president, for those that if you already have an opinion on him and you're still up in the air on whether or not he's racist or not, this kind of comment that was made goes in line with the other comments that were reported by, I believe it was the New York Post, from, I believe, a month or two ago, that stated that he said that Asians all have AIDS and that certain African people would be coming into the country, and once they were here in the United States, they would not want to go back to their huts. The thought processes that are in this go hand in hand with what the president has already brought to the table. If you did not think that he was racist already, then you never will come to that conclusion. The problem that I have with this whole thing is this was done in front of not only Republicans, but Democrats. And not one Republican that was in this meeting over the last 2 days has come to say anything against what the president said. As a matter of fact, the White House has pretty much openly admitted that he said it and are not going to say anything against it. And I think that is the most disgusting part of the vile things that have come out of this president's mouth that are basically being accepted by basically being compliant with it by not saying anything. You're complicit if you're going to either not stand up for against it or at least acknowledge it and say this is not what we think. And this is what's going on now in the media, on TV and radio, et cetera, where the president and now Republicans in general are being ripped to shreds over this entire thing. And, of course, President Trump is now denying it. But then there was a report that stated that he actually enjoyed this kind of thing because it was quoted by two or three different sources that he likes this kind of attention to see how far over the edge he can get without actually going over the edge. So you take from this entire deal what you want from it.
Okay, Tisha. So are you upset about these statements, or do you think people are overreacting, or basically are you surprised by this?
Of course I'm upset. I'm very upset. It's disgraceful. Off of what Sean said with, like, Democrats not also stepping forward and having a voice, I don't know. Are they going to wait to have their voice when it's time to vote on the DACAs, or what's going to go on? You know what I mean? And as far as timing, this is Trump's attitude all the time. So we should not be surprised with that. This is his attitude. He seems like a hateful president that's in office right now that's spreading hate. And I want to know, is, like, the timing that we're coming up on Dr. King's birthday.
I was just about to bring that up.
Yeah. Like, is that also, you know, what he's trying to put out there, that hatred? Because remember, Dr. King fought for peace and equality for all, despite your color. You know what I mean? So I'm wondering, is the timing and the foolishness, is that what he wants to grab the attention to take away from that as well?
And the worst part about the whole thing, the worst part about this was, as this was done, and I remember sending you a text message about this earlier in the day, while he was in the White House today, he had Ben Carson on a day that they were making a proclamation, which was planned some weeks prior, that they were going to take the, I believe there was some sort of ceremony that they were going to do, to take the, I guess they were going to turn Martin Luther King Jr., a particular area in Alabama, I believe, and turn it into like a some sort of a park area around it, and had Ben Carson talk about all of these great things about African Americans and what Martin Luther King did and all of these great things, did not take one comment from the press about what he hours and days before.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not a shock to anyone. I don't think anybody was expecting him to say anything. And it was amazing because I actually watched a good chunk of it. After he did his declaration and signed the declaration in, he got up, and he was surrounded by at least 7 or 8 African-Americans, shook all of their hands, turned around, and walked right out the door, which is pretty much what he has done with race relations in this entire country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Before I go to K-Dog and Brother B, I'd like to acknowledge that today marks the 8-year anniversary of the major earthquake that happened in Haiti. So a lot of Haitian people have said, like, the timing of what Donald Trump said about the shithole country is, like, could not come at a better timing, because today, once again, we celebrate the anniversary of over 3,000 people that got killed in Haiti. And now I have K-Dog. I'm sure he has a lot to say, or hopefully he say it in a professional manner and do not let his emotions take over him. and not call Mr. Trump any names. So, K-Dog, what is your intake as a Haitian American? Do you think, I'm not saying you're upset about what Donald Trump said, but do you think, like, one thing, are you surprised? Or should we take this into consideration? Or what is your reaction, overall? I've been drinking, so I'm slurring my words.
Well, first up, I got to say what's up to everybody. What's up, Hot Rod? And I believe Keisha, Sean, and
Keisha.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Well,
yeah, we'll get to you in 1 minute. Go ahead, K-Dog.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to say this. This should come as no surprise because from the beginning of Donald Trump's campaign, from the time that he attacked the Mexicans, we should have known what kind of a nut job this man was going to be. And once he became president, he banned 7 Muslim countries from coming into the United States. And now, to go up and call to say that, oh, I don't know why we're having these people, you know, from Haiti and Africa, calling them shithole countries. First up, Africa is not a country. It is a continent. And second, if he would read his history, the United States would have never won their independence from Britain had it not been for the Haitian soldiers. So you have a whole lot of gall to be calling countries, the place where my parents came from, shithole countries. First up, when my parents came from that quote-unquote shithole country, they came here and they busted their butts and worked. My family comes from there, and it is something that is very, 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 it's not surprising at all because let's just say we have a racist in the White House. Go on, people.
Well, okay, but Cato, that statement that he said that why we are letting the people from the shithole countries in here, do you think that's a racist statement or the typical stereotype?
Of course it is. Well, of course it is. If you're saying things about non-white countries, you're attacking them, of course you're being a racist. You're raising the bar of racism.
Yeah, but
as if we haven't seen this before.
Yeah, but is he referring to these countries as shithole countries, as technically speaking, third world countries, as poor countries?
No. Come on, Hot Rod. He's not doing that because that was the same thing. Look at the kind of countries that he's attacked so far with his verbal nonsense. You attacked Mexico. Now you're attacking people from El Salvador. You're attacking people from Haiti. From the continent of from the nations of Africa, and he also said he didn't mind having people from Norway come here. You're proving a strong point of being a bluntly racist person. There's
all right,
no
so let me go to brother. Before I go to Brother B, I'd like to mention that Norway is a beautiful country. They don't need us. They don't want to come over here. So why Norway have the lowest crime, lowest drug rate, high pay rate? Why do they want to come to America with all these problems? I don't know, Brother B, what's your intake about this?
What's up, Brother B?
First of all, hello, everyone. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
To my Haitian, I ain't going to put no American behind us, and to all my Haitians, sorry, passe.
And I get a Donald
London.
Trump.
Nula.
And to Donald Trump, get my mouth. Okay?
Oh,
yeah,
that's right,
that right,
man.
Did I say that right?
Yeah,
that
you
right?
said it right.
Well, let me translate. Brother B just told Mr. Number 45 to go F yourself. How about that?
Yeah, go F your...
Yeah. Listen, I feel like this, man. He may not... Maybe he's a racist, maybe he's not. Negrophobic? Yeah. He's afraid of blacks. But most people are. Because...
Most white people are afraid of black
people.
Sorry.
Technically, he's not white. He's not Anglo-Saxon. Isn't his lineage German? He is that of that German, you know, descent. I mean, it wasn't his mother an immigrant? So,
German
for him to be
Polish, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, he ain't fully white. So he can talk all that junk he wants to. I love people who are not fully white, that are not Anglo-Saxon, that love to talk this stuff like they are white. Listen, you can say whatever you want to say. It's not going to stop us. It's never, if it hasn't stopped us then in the past, it's not going to stop us now. And if anything, we as Haiti, as Africans, as El Salvadorian, you know, from people from El Salvador, Mexicans, we should all band together. Muslim countries as a whole. Listen, you want to talk junk about us, and you know what? We should all unite and shit on your ass. Then we'll see how you like it. We'll see if you get another 4 years in the White House.
All right, before anybody continues,
I mean,
go ahead.
I'm just saying, I mean, it's, of course, it's no surprise, but at the same time, when is enough enough? Shithole country.
Okay.
there's people that are living in poverty and all over the place. I mean, you got trailer trash, which he probably is, in this country.
Alabama.
There's shithole places in this country. But
exactly.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Plenty.
And not all of the places are, you know, full of people of, you know, ethnic backgrounds. So what are you really talking about? You can try to shift the blame because, you know, Obama was the problem and the reason why he can't go to London. Okay, whatever. Blame the black man.
They don't want him
there.
We had 8 years.
Everybody want to talk junk, but we had 8 years, and not once did you hear any disrespectful, divisive stuff come from the Obama's mouth? Exactly.
Okay, well. All right,
no,
well,
because if it did, they would have probably impeached him if he did
exactly.
say something. Let's just
they
say, which he wouldn't have.
They would have impeached him. They would have probably set fire to his underwear and everything else.
Exactly. They would have got him out of there.
Well, okay, this is the statements that Trump supporters or people addressed to me as a question, and I'm not going to lie to you. It came from mostly white people because, you know, the different people have different mindsets. Okay, number one, they told me, hot rod, yes, Trump, AKs did say that, quote unquote, but he's entitled to say what's on his mind because he's American, number one. Number two, people told me what Donald Trump said, like you guys just all said, this is how Donald Trump talked. But this is not the first time people in that type, in the White House or in the Senate, talk like that. People talk like that all the time. So what's the big deal now? Because Donald Trump said it. Shithole. Everybody's going on a up war. Other presidents, other people talk about this all the time. So why is it took down? It went up to Donald Trump to say it. Everybody's throwing a big deal about it. And
the
Sean,
reason
saying,
president
of course,
the United States.
Hold on. People said, where is the solid evidence that Trump did say those things? I'm like Sean said. I know you said that they reported, but once again, is it part fake news or was this story blown out of proportion? Before anybody emotionally get uproar about this, let's think about both sides of everything. That, you know how I like to think. If Donald Trump did say this, like Bubby said, we move on. And if we get upset, let's move on. This is nothing new. This Trump likes to do this type of thing, like K-Dog said. So if this is another overreaction because the media is feeding this into us, that's my major question. Go ahead, Sean.
There is nothing that suggests that this is an overreaction. If you are African American, if you are from African descent, if you are from any quote-unquote brown country, if you are from any country that you are an immigrant as, or you are two or three generations removed from not being in this United States being born, you should be thoroughly offended by the bile that came out of the president's mouth. And the reason is because when you hear about people talking about, especially children, kids that are in school, the one thing that they usually gravitate towards is, what did the president say? The president says, eat your vegetables. The president says, grow up and be somebody. The president says, go do these things. And it's usually one of the first adults that children gravitate to as far as listening to a certain person of stature. The issue here is, if you are a child of African descent, if you are a child from Haitian descent, or El Salvadorian descent, or any immigrant place that you have come here as a family, as from another country, and you hear this kind of garbage coming from the president, how does that, one, make that person feel as a child? Who did that child go to discuss this kind of thing? And when you are a person like Donald Trump, who is in power as a president, because of the hubris that he displays as being so arrogant to his own wiles and his own opinions, everybody that looks at anything that he says travels not just here in this country, it travels worldwide. So anything that he says here about the people in his own nation, about the quote-unquote American ideal, that resonates throughout the world. Now, is he the first person or president to have said something racist? No. Lyndon Baines Johnson said something racist way back in the 50s and 60s. He had
way
one
back
quote
in the
that
60s,
said,
yeah.
If you can convince the lowest white man he's better than the best colored man, he won't notice you're picking his pocket. Hell, give him someone to look down on, and he'll empty his pockets for you. That's a quote from Lyndon Baines Johnson, former president of the United States. We've had quotes from presidents saying racist garbage like this, but you have to look at the timing of it, where he said it, who was around him, and also the power that he is wielding in the context of why it is said. And on the day
that he signed that proclamation, let me transfer this to Tisha. To what Sean was saying, right? The timing,
mm-hmm.
right? So Tisha,
yes.
Once again, timing. He did not say this on stage out in the public. He said this behind, technically speaking, closed door meeting, a bunch of other crazy white men or senators or people.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own conversation. You hear about locker room talk all the time. People talk garbage behind closed door.
Okay.
Because
this is
someone,
the White House, though.
This is the White House, yes.
Yeah.
Someone needs
mm-hmm.
that information towards the press. Technically speaking, what happened behind closed doors? Should have stayed closed doors? How do we know that Trump said shithole countries? Has anyone ever thought about that? I'm like, wait a minute. How does, out of all the conversations that happened, that was focused on us to get a reaction?
This wasn't private, huh?
He didn't.
I'm talking to Tisha first. Let the lady speak, please. Go ahead.
Well, we know it's confirmed that this is facts, that he did say that. He didn't come out and deny it and say his favorite thing, fake news, fake news, fake news. Okay? That's number one. I just want to make a quote of with Dr. King. Something that Dr. King once said, whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. This comment affects all of us who came from immigrant parents, you know, who all the immigrants that came to this country, just because he just named Haiti and Ecuador, it affects me. My parents are from Trinidad. I'm African-American. You understand what I'm saying? So how do I feel? He's a racist. You could say he's not. You could say it in so many different ways. He's a racist. To me, he's our president. You're supposed to set the tone and the example for the United States. Other countries are probably looking at us like we're the shithole country. You understand what I'm saying? So,
okay, Kato. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Keep thinking.
All right.
Go ahead, Kato. Because I was finished.
Well, all I got to say is this is that. Those comments, and like I could say what Keisha was saying, you're right. As the leader of the free world, it is your responsibility to lead as example. This right here shows that you are not leading as example and you're unfit to be a leader of the free world. And those comments came as two senators presented details of a bipartisan compromise that would extend protection against deportation for hundreds and thousands of immigrants. You know, this comment came too when he was in discussion with them. Now, if you're going to sit there and attack non-white countries, that label, you are indeed a racist. You may not come out with the sheets, but guess what? The sheets are off. We've known this from the very beginning of this presidency,
that this was going to happen. You know, and I've said this before to a couple of people I know. It's like you're lighting a stick of dynamite. And you know what happens when you light a stick of dynamite? As soon as the sparks are flying and they diffuse, trust me, it's bound to explode. And things are about to explode. This is only the beginning. We haven't seen nothing yet.
Okay, Brother B, do you think the media is right to push this down our throats? I mean, for the first time yesterday, I was very confused. While I got home, I saw CNN, unfortunately. I saw the word shithole on TV. I'm like, wait a minute. Since when we could put the word shithole on television? Do you think that's a sticking towards Donald Trump? Like, this is our president, this is our language now? And Phil, I will get to you in a minute. Go ahead, brother.
You know what? You know how I look at it? It's kind of like a challenge. It's like somebody sticking their finger in your food, and a cop is sitting right next to them, and is like, yeah, so what you going to do? It's a wake-up call. Because if we don't hear the message clearly now, we're never going to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
They purposely put that in our face to say, this is what he's saying. So what are you going to do? Because it's always said that we riot for a week or two, and then we go back
to business.
Yeah.
It's no longer business as usual when the business is corrupted.
Exactly.
Simple and plain. He said it. He meant it. And now what are we going to do about it? The H&M situation. What are we going to do about it? There's been situations on top of it. I just was watching something on Facebook back in 2015, the two black cops that that killed the autistic boy. Yeah, one of the cops got 40 years. You never hear about no white cop getting anything. We hear about this stuff, but yet we do nothing.
What?
The elders go to the church and they go pray. Listen, we got to start doing a little more than praying. We got to start taking our money and redirecting it. We need to economically start thinking a whole lot smarter and thinking about ourselves first and
That's
foremost.
That's right.
Because right now, like K-Dog said, the sheets are coming off. So this is going to open the floodgate. Oh, if the president said it, then we can say it. So we can turn around and just say whatever we want to say about these people.
Exactly.
The scariest thing about this is when people that have the power to govern based on their own ideals, especially if they are hurtful or racist or disparage someone, and they use that power to disparage against a racist ideal behind it, that's when it becomes dangerous. That's the dirty pool you don't want anybody to play.
Okay, now I got to give it to Phil. Phil is like the only white guy on the panel.
The white man has
hold
on. The white man has taken over.
Oh, boy.
Phil's not white. He's Jewish.
The fish man.
You heard that,
man.
Right?
How you doing, Phil?
I'm doing good, guys. I'm good.
Yeah, how you doing?
Well, he's a white man, and he's Jewish. So he's got double standards.
No,
he's got double privilege. He's taking over. He's Jewish first.
All right. All right, Hot Rod. Stop being a bigot now.
Oh, man.
Unlike Donald Trump, I've been a bigot, okay? I've been out in the open about being a bigot.
Let Phil talk.
Well, in Hot Rod's defense, he's been a bigot since I met him in college.
We all know that, Phil.
Well, go ahead, Phil.
I'm just rehashing it. But in what everybody on the show has been saying, what Donald Trump has said, whether it's been about North Korea, Kim Jong-un, and what he has said this week, this is not what a president should be saying.
Exactly.
And, you know, I have heard Sean say this on the show with a lot of topics. It's only going to get worse before it gets better. And that's the unfortunate truth.
Oh, gosh. I can't believe you gave Sean credit for something. And I'm never going to hear the end of it.
Actually,
but,
that's the absolute truth. But I digress.
It is true. And, you know, he's just doing things, saying things on Twitter that are not becoming of a president. I mean, regardless of how you feel, you have to keep your opinions to yourself, especially when you are the leader of this country. And I think it was Brother B that said it, or was it Tisha that said it, that maybe these other countries are looking at us as the shithole of a country because of what Trump has done and what he has said and what he is saying.
Yeah, that's
what the Trump said. Mm-hmm. But doesn't, as the president, he have the right to speak his mind and say what he wants to say, because it is America, freedom of speech, quote unquote?
No, he can't, because if you was an employer at work and it's your boss just can't talk to you anyway.
Exactly.
There's certain standards. So
yeah,
you can't do that. It's the same thing. He's a boss.
Number one, and let me just say this. As a leader, your job is to lead. And if you're going to be running your mouth recklessly, offending people, being disrespectful, then why should you be the leader for? You are unfit to be a leader.
And there's an underlying issue with this. And it's not just all of the stuff that we've seen here. We've talked about this many times before. This is deflectionary actions to keep your minds away. This is the magic trick to the side, where everybody knows that the Russian collusion thing is going on. Everybody knows that Robert Mueller is like this close to getting something on the president. All of the other things that are falling apart with his constituents. If we saw last week, just before this comment came out, Republicans were turning their back on Trump based on how he was flip-flopping on this whole intelligence deal that they were working on. So now even Ann Coulter, who is a staunch defender of Trump, she started to turn her back on Trump. So these kinds of things have been happening
earlier.
Left and
yeah,
right, back
I read
and
about
forth.
That.
All of these things that are happening on the table right now, all of these things plays into what Trump wants everybody to do, and that's to keep Trump in the forefront of everyone's mind with the bile that comes out of his mouth, which we already know about. It keeps you that much longer on something else and not on the main issue, which is
mm-hmm.
there's a possibility that he may go to jail one day over these collusion accusations and all of the stuff that's starting to slowly trickle out of these investigations.
In a way, I'm sorry, Sean, you're a little bit contradicting yourself in a way. In other words, you're saying this is just a distraction, so why are we so busy focusing on this? Why are we talking about it right now that this is just a distraction, this is nothing new, you know, something to get upset over, and let's carry on. I believe what Brother B said, like, we need to take action, but why this week? And we did a show tonight because we know throughout the weekend, by Monday, by Martin Luther King Day, Trump will say something stupid again, and guess what? All of us, everybody will be talking about it. So why are we falling into this trap of distraction, Sean?
It's not the trap of a distraction. It's the fact that what he said is so damn disgusting. And it has to be.
Listen, what's the difference
between? I'm going to tell you why, Hot Rod. It's not what he has said has, I'm not going to put in this pun, but what he has said has trumped a lot of the stuff that he said in the past. And the reason why is because the comment goes at the root of what the presidency is supposed to be defending. The whole ideal of the American ideal of anybody that is an immigrant can come to this country and make it big and be as rich as Trump or do whatever they want from another country that they weren't allowed to do. And that hits at the heart of what the country's ideals were based on. The Republican Party, who claims to be the party of Lincoln, the party of the abolitionists, the ones that got rid of slavery, they are so far removed from that Republican Party. The true conservative Republicans that were out there that voted for Reagan and voted for Bush and voted for all of the others that preceded Trump are looking at themselves and wondering what kind of Frankenstein monster did we vote in. Now, with all the other negative stuff happening with Trump, as I said, with the collusion stuff, that's the main goal he's trying to keep everybody away from. But because he brought this up the way it was brought up, because it happened at a discussion as far as doing the whole DACA deal, that's the reason why it's out there. And there has to be some sort of atonement for that, based on the fact that not just the fact that we know he's a racist. There's no getting around it. The fact is, it's the depth at how far and deep that comment cut at more than one race, and that's where that comes from.
Brother B?
I think his party, I think his own party, and the people, the real Americans, because he's not real American. He's not. I don't care what anybody says. He's not American. I think his own Republican Party and the Caucasians are like, we don't want you. Like, we're putting you out the door. So we're going to put you on blast. I hope they lock your ass up, and I hope you get impeached, because it doesn't look good for the Republicans in another 4 years anyway. So they got to do some type of damage control now. So they got to dump him. They got to do something to get rid of him or get him to get rid of himself.
Okay,
I'll ask you this, Hot Rod. I'm gonna ask you this question. Do you think that he did this as a ploy to answer to his base, or do you actually believe that this is just how Trump feels?
That is how Trump feels, because people at my job today come up to me, oh, Hot Rod, oh, how do you feel about Trump? What did he say, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, if you really know me, number one, I don't care. Why? If it walks like a duck, talk like a duck, act like a duck, guess what? It's a duck. This is Trump. Why should I be surprised? If it came out from one of you guys, personally, I'd be offended. But it come out from Trump. If a KKK come up to me and told me I don't like you, why should I be upset if I expect that from you? I have a different mindset. So what Trump
said doesn't
affect me. But
we don't expect that from
me.
The president. You don't expect that
from the president. No, but a lot of
people. No,
that's
the
problem.
But guys,
we don't expect it from the president, but this is who he is now. He doesn't give a damn. So what can we do about it overall? Like Brother B said, we have to change. We have to take steps forward, but there's only a few of us. It's our job to preach. Our job right now, we're preaching. We try to educate our listeners out there, open up their mind. But it's going to take a lot more people to step up their game.
So,
but this is a president. You guys said earlier.
He's setting a
deadly
precedent. He's saying, I don't give a damn, so that means you don't have to give a damn either.
Exactly. And this is what's firing. And this is what's firing up the racist base that's going on right now in this country, because, like I said, since he was inaugurated, we've seen a surge of acts of hate that has been going on in this country. Some of them have not been reported. Did you know that how many Muslim mosques have been torched? People have been targeted. People are receiving phone calls. People are getting insulted all over the streets. And for this man in office, I'm not even going to call him president, to say what he said, if this doesn't open people's eyes to see the racism, I don't know what else will.
Okay.
And in the spirit of
Doc,
all right, go ahead. I have a lot.
I'm sorry. We got 7 minutes left. I have my last question for everybody. I will start from Tisha then to Phil. Talk about shithole countries. Of course, someone brought up to me. Hi, Rod. If these countries ain't shitholes, why are they coming to America? Tisha, then Phil.
Obviously, to seek freedom. Wasn't that what everybody that came to America was supposed to be, the land of the free? Right or wrong? To
sure.
Seek
well,
certain
country,
freedom,
country,
certain opportunities.
Shithole,
it doesn't have to
here?
Be. No, why not? That's just like saying, then why do we even travel to those countries for a nice retreat, vacation? Think about it. So I don't think so.
Okay, Phil?
Well, I'll say it like this. I think a lot of people are coming to this country because they want the freedom, because I think their governments, they don't care. The governments don't care about the people. They just care about themselves and what they can and what they could pocket from it. So, I mean, and I don't blame people for wanting to come to this country, because that's what this country is about, the land of opportunity to make a better life for yourself. And the only thing I will say, if you come from another country, my only thing is you have to learn the English language. That's my only thing, and that goes for everybody. And the reason why I say that, and I told this to Sean and I told this to a lot of you guys, when my grandmother came here from Poland 6 months before Hitler attacked and killed her whole family, but that's besides the point, she had no choice. She had to learn the language.
Yes.
That's my only threat.
Very important.
But
very
otherwise,
important.
But otherwise, I have nothing against people that from another country coming in here to make a better life for themselves as long as they do it the right way.
All right, K-Dog?
Well, and Phil, I commend you on that one. Thanks for saying that about speaking. It's very important. And now all I got to say is this, is that in the spirit of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., it's time for us to stop sitting around getting mad one day and the next day business as usual. Dr. King would not have wanted that, for us to go back to business as usual. He would want us to fight. And this is the way we got to do it. We got to stand up. We got to stand up and make noise. We can't just sit down and be silent anymore.
Okay, I'm sorry. Brother B? Brother B, go ahead.
I think people just come to this country because it's a different type of dictatorship. Don't get it twisted. Freedom ain't free here. It's a different type of dictatorship. That's all it is.
And of course, the last but not least, Sean Black. I wish you were deported out of here. That's for sure.
I'm looking right now at how everything is going on and how the people have responded. I think the good part about this is that people are not sitting on their hands and not saying anything at all. The saddest part about this is that the people that are surrounding the party, that are surrounding President Trump, the people that are supposed to be with him, completely turned their backs and said nothing, negatively or otherwise, about the whole situation. And I think they've thrown their hands up and just said, you know, I give up. We're going to try and hope that they can sweep this under the rug. And that is not going to happen.
Sorry, Sean. Excuse me, Sean. Why do you think they gave up? You think they're just tired then with this situation overall? Like they never seen anything chaotic like this?
I think what they're tired of is the potential damage that any association with Trump brings toward these midterm elections. That if they have the stink of the bile and racism that's coming out of Trump's mouth will be associated to them, the constituents as they run will have the stink on them and will not be able to get it off. So they're running like a bunch of lemmings off a cliff, making sure that they just go ahead and drown. Because the people that say anything against Trump, it's almost career suicide. The ones that have enough bravery seemingly to say anything against Trump are either retiring or not running for reelection. Think about that.
Okay, on that note, just coming up Sunday night at, Brother B, what time, 8 o'clock?
8:00 p.m.
8 p.m. The menu right here on Blog Talk Radio. Last week had a very interesting show. Order right now. Oh, what does women want? This week's topic: what do men want? Can you tell a little bit about that before we go, Brother B?
I'm just saying. I mean, listen. Like I said, I don't speak for every man, but I will have to drop some of my own personal knowledge and experiences of why men just kind of shun away from commitment, and they all about hit and run sometimes. I mean, it is what it is. You can't
this
handle
is gonna
the truth.
Be interesting.
Person.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Well,
you know what, Keisha? I hope you call in.
Yeah.
Please call in. Oh,
there's only going to be
Big Red on there to defend the women.
Yeah.
There's only going to be Big
That's right. We need more women on the panel for Sunday.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Monday night, hopefully Sean and I and the rest of the guys will do the show again for Martin Luther King, depending how drunk I am over the weekend. And on thank you so much, guys. Keisha, Brother B, Phil, and Sean Black. What? I'm being honest right now. I'm drinking right now. But guys, once again, thank you so much for making the show interesting and fun. And I want all you guys after tonight to go back to your shithole countries and take a little time to enjoy it, okay?
Have a good night, gentlemen.
Whole job.
Peace out, everyone.
And just remember the pleasure
Peace
was
guys.
All yours.
Thank you.
Once again.
You know what? I want to start as an immigrant. Sean, are you an immigrant?
Oh, man.